You are listening to the Speaker Springboard Podcast with your host, Alfred Poor.
Welcome to the Speaker Springboard Podcast, where corporate leaders, business executives, and other good public speakers come to become great speakers. Every week, you'll hear about practical tips and valuable resources that will help you get your message across, whether it's on stage or online. And I'm honored to introduce my guest, Connie Fife. She's the founder and CEO of Talent Concierge, which is a celebrity business management agency. As a teenager, she was on the path to becoming a high school dropout, but she fought back to complete high school and eventually climbed her way to the CEO's office. Over the years since, she's dealt with adversity, constantly having to start over and reinvent herself. But through it all, she's followed her passion to help others pursue their dreams. She founded Talent Concierge, where she works with famous influencers and celebrities, as well as with entrepreneurs looking to rise to a new level of success, just as Connie has done for herself. So Connie, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So let's just jump right in. Who is your ideal client?
My ideal client, and you said it in the opening, is that celebrity, that pro athlete, that entertainer or entrepreneur that have a brand. They've been through the muck. They know what it takes to find their success, but they want to go to another greater level of success. They're my ideal client, those that are hungry and they're thirsting for more.
And so what's the big problem that you can help them solve?
The biggest problem, and I say this with love, the biggest problem they have, the biggest problem they have is that they're so creative in what they do. They have a great message, but they're really bad at business.
Yeah. And I've seen that myself over and over again. And in so many instances where somebody's good at that one part, but has that missing part. And the business part seems to be a real challenge.
Right.
So what are some of the symptoms that they have when they're trying to struggle with the lack of the business acumen?
Well, some of the symptoms that they have is, you know, they don't have clarity. They're struggling. They're, you know, coming from a place of overwhelm. And overwhelm, I think, is the biggest one. Because, you know, because of the overwhelm, then they start feeling or start having a lack of confidence. And then when you have that lack of confidence, then you're not going to perform the way you normally would. And with that, like a lot of people struggle or start saying, I'm so tired. I can't do that. Or the business side of it really, you know, pulls me down or frustrates me. That is where the overwhelm comes in. And that's what we do. We focus on the business. That's when I see that sweet spot for them is that when they have that business in place. I mean, think about it, you know, when any aspect of your life isn't going very well, it affects everything that you do. So when they're saying, okay, my business isn't going as well as it should be. I'm not managing it the way I should be. I'm not, you know, supporting my family the way I should be. That all starts affecting their performance. And that's what I do to help them with that overwhelm.
So the difference between, say, a speaker's bureau or a talent agency and what you do is it's not just about finding the work. It's about having a full business plan and a model to follow. Is that basically the idea?
Right, exactly. Because we're not a speaker's bureau. We're not a meeting planner. And so, yeah, one of the benefits that we do offer is what we create opportunities. So we start with them creating that business plan, educating them on every aspect of the business that you need to keep your eye on, keep clear on your vision. You know, the team around you needs to know what that vision is that you have. And so when they do and they understand that, then they're going to support you the way you want them to support you. And then as you grow from there, we continue enrolling them into different aspects of it. And then we enroll them into what we call our 1%, our powerhouse masterminds. And in there we find those opportunities. We create those opportunities with endorsements. We do look for speaking opportunities, public appearances, book signings. So yes, we do offer that all as well as part of the big picture of what we do for them.
That's awesome. So it's providing a structure and a plan, but also access to the support so that they don't have to end up doing it all themselves.
Correct.
That's awesome. So for people who might be out there, as you say, they have the brand, they're good at something, they've had success with that, but they're sort of stuck. What's one practical step that you could share with them that they could take right now to get moving? What's the most important first thing to do?
The most important first thing for them to do, and people are going to be like, what? The most important first thing for them to do is to have a buyer's list. You need a list. And this was proven over COVID, because before COVID, and this was something that I would say, you have to have a buyer's list. Now, you know, everybody's on social, and especially an entertainer or an athlete, even actors, you know, they're on social because that's the place you got to be. I've never embraced social. The thing that happens with social media is you're lost. So you're lost in space. Everything starts looking the same. You're not standing out. How are you different? How are people noticing you and seeing you? And we work with some folks that are great, great. And we've gotten to the point where they're excellent in business, and you may not even know their name. So if they go out on social media, it's hard to find them unless you know who they are, that you're looking for them. The place to start is to build that buyer's list. That's your mailing list. So I call it a buyer's list. Build that buyer's list. And when you have that buyer's list, you can always be tapping into that over and over again, sharing information with them. Over COVID, this is such an opportunity for people during COVID. Of course, initially, it was like a shock. And then it was, okay, we're all going to be good by June. And June came, and we're like, how many years later? We're still trying to, right?
Two Junes came and went.
Right. Two Junes came and went. It was a kick in the gut for so many of us, everybody. But the thing that came back for us was, okay, well, let's go to our list and see how we can serve them. And that was an opportune time.
It's not just a list of your fans and followers. It's lists of people who have the potential to be business.
To be business, right, to be business. Yeah. And then the other thing too, and I learned this myself from a promoter, the other thing too is your zip code. Have a zip code list. It's email, zip code, and cell phone. Talk about a marketing strategy. That's what you need for your marketing strategy.
Excellent.
It's not social media. You got to put yourself out there on social media, but that's not where your sales are coming from.
Yeah. Social media is not an asset. So do you have a valuable free resource that you'd be willing to share with everybody?
Yes, I do. I have many. And it was really a hard time to deciding which was the best for your audience. And again, understanding who they are. I have a program. It is online. It is an e-program that people can go through. I'm offering it free. And it's Brand Activation 10X.
Brand Activation 10X.
Right. Brand Activation 10X. And in there, it's going to show you the how. Each of the steps along the way is going to give you everything from your, you know, building your purpose, your packaging, your profitability, the promotions, and everything in there. There's some accountability tools that are in there as well. Accountability is a big one for anybody. I made sure that we held that in there and kept that in there as well. And when I say the how, is because a lot of programs will say, this is what you need to do. When I first started, I, for a couple of years, spent a lot of money, went to a lot of programs. I became a seminar junkie, and I still wasn't getting it. I'm like, okay, I was a corporate CEO. I'm an intelligent woman. Why am I not getting this? And that's when I realized, I started looking at everything that I learned, and I said, okay, what is missing is nobody showed me how to do it. And that's what I show in Brand Activation 10X. I show you how to do it.
That sounds so valuable. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll be sure to put the link to that in the description for this session. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we just got a little time left. The one question that I always love to ask and end with is, what's the one question that I should have asked you, but I didn't?
Why did I start Talent Concierge?
Excellent. So why did you start Talent Concierge?
I've been doing this for 16 years. I was a former CEO. When I stepped into the entrepreneurial space, like I just shared, it was a challenge. it was really a challenge to try to figure out this space, this platform, without having a staff of 80 around me who would do it for me. You know, I'm doing it myself. A couple of years later, I got sick and I lost my voice. And I thought, how was I going to be a speaker with no voice? This isn't a good business model. So the one thing that I learned out of all of those years speaking and traveling and being on the road and meeting other speakers was they were really good at their craft and entertainers. I was actually at a Grammys party when I had the aha moment, when I had these highly Grammy entertainers flocking to me and say, I need your help. That was the aha moment when I realized these people need my help because they need to know how to build a business. That was exactly why I started this business.
Awesome.
And I love it 200% more than when I was stepping on that stage.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it, you know, when it fits, you know it, and it just feels right.
Right.
Well, Connie, I can't thank you enough for being so generous with your time and with your knowledge and the tips and everything. This has been wonderful. I would love to continue this conversation in the future. So thanks again for being the guest on the podcast.
Well, Alfred, thank you for having me. I'm glad I was here.
Thanks for listening. If you or your team would like to improve the impact of your online presentations, be sure to attend the free monthly demonstration of the Speaker Springboard system. For details, go to www.speakerspringboard.com/demonstration. Hope to see you there.